This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The battles that were going on actually inside the White House during that time. A lot of consternation, a lot of aides fighting each other. Some aides actually, believe it or not, goading Donald Trump along. Those aides should be fired today for the good of America. Other aides asking him to restrain and be more presidential. And me getting the assurance from one aide that it is the last time he will ever go to the CIA or deliver this sort of speech without prepared remarks that he sticks to.
This is still a group that's in the transition from campaigning to governing.
And by the way, no White House experience. Nobody there. Nobody has any first time in the history of the White House since George Washington that nobody inside the White House has any experience. And we saw that tumble out onto the world stage the first day. They better get somebody in there who has been at this rodeo before, or there are going to be a lot more days like this.
Which we can't afford. But I actually think it began with the inaugural address. And I don't know if
yes.
we agree or disagree on that, but I thought it was dark.
Yeah.
I thought it was divisive. It was protectionist. There were elements of isolation. And the entire thrust on American First is just the sort of thing to rattle an already rattled world. So I actually think it began with the speech, and I thought this, I agree with Mark, I thought the CIA visit was a juxtaposition of a personal political world and what ought to be in some ways a sacred policy world, and the juxtaposition
was about as bad as it gets. It's going to be a failed presidency if he doesn't weed through. It is showtime.
Already started. Scott, do you think it's going to get any nicer? I mean, MSNBC and CNN, I mean, they're just absolutely beside themselves. I mean, well, I'll tell you, this is one of the shortest honeymoons in history, right?
But, yeah. what do you expect?
I mean, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it shouldn't be any surprise for anybody because we knew that this was going to be the counterbalance to the enthusiasm of the Trump camp and the hope, real hope and change that is already been, you know, being affected here. I mean, the focus has been jobs. We just hear another release where it looks like we've got more business, another $7 billion possibly being invested in this country. I mean, just at the mere suggestion, I mean, do you remember having these kind of conversations with the previous administration where there was hope that, hey, there was jobs on the horizon, that there was negotiation with people that they were looking to invest in America? I don't remember, you know, this at all in the last two cycles. Do you?
No, not really.
Yeah. So I mean, this whole idea.
I also don't remember the press being so willing to jump on it, on mistakes.
Well, it's funny because they didn't want to bet the previous president. So I think what it is, you know, we talked about all this pent-up productivity. It's the same thing for the media, all this pent-up, you know, frustration of not vetting the previous administration. Now they're going to vet everything about this president, including his grandkids and everything. I mean, it's just but look, and some of it is, too. I mean, you know, Trump is, I don't know if he's goading him on or whatever. You know, it's just his personality. But everything is just a knee-jerk reaction, you know, dare I say, on both sides. Like, look, you know, we've got lots of work to do. I mean, today is officially the same day. I mean, you know, they talked about him possibly even working through the weekend, and I guess Wisdom, you know, got a hold of him and said, look, we'll start fresh on Monday. Although he did some things on Friday. I mean, he had to do some standard administrative business-like things. But they were, you know, they were being critical of that as well. I don't know. What do you think? It's just it never stops, right?
Yeah, and it won't. They're going to hold him to a much higher standard than the previous person.
Well, America, but I tell you, you know this. You know what's already being laid out here. You know this whole idea. Well, the globalists were all set. They've had their way, and now the party's changing. We're talking about America First. And most of us here in America are excited about that prospect. And we like the idea, but you got to understand, there is opposition. So the fight begins. It's not going to be easy, but we got to stay focused. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Happy Monday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. I had great ideas, by the way. Boy, I'll tell you, fascinating emails coming in demonstrating just how thoughtful and deep that you are. I mean, this is rather impressive. It really keeps me on my guard, I got to tell you. Some great ideas, so just keep those cards and letters coming in. John Guandolo is with us. Always good to have John. John is a counterterrorism expert. He created and implemented the FBI's first counterterrorism training education program, by the way. Former FBI agent, of course, assigned to the counterterrorism division in Washington, D.C. Founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com, co-author of Sharia, The Threat to America, author of the newly released book, Raising a Jihadi Generation. John Guandolo, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, as always.
Hey, John, you know, as we watched, the inauguration and the security that was taking place in D.C., boy, I'll tell you, my head was on a swivel. I'm sure that anybody that thought of potential terrorism attacks, with all the people, regardless of, the alleged numbers that took place, overall, I guess they're reporting this is probably the second most watched inauguration in the country. So there was a lot of tension, not just in the country, but around the world. So there was a lot of attention to this particular event, and there was no doubt terrorists would have had an incredible field day, could they have been, a disruptive force.
Yes, there was a lot of security around the inauguration, but I think it does go back to understanding this enemy. And this enemy right now, from all the intel that I have, is working very diligently in preparation of what they're anticipating. I'm specifically talking about the Muslim Brotherhood leadership in the United States, very diligently working to ensure that they'll be able to counter what they anticipate Mr. Trump's next moves will be, or first moves against the Brotherhood here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, to that point, the administration and intelligence people have a lot to deal with, because you got a lot going on the street. You had these marches over the weekend. You talk about having your head on a swivel. I mean, this is, I couldn't help but think, and I hope you'll pardon the analogy here, but this is almost like Kennedy with, he's in the crosshairs of a lot of different interests.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Trump has made it clear that he is going to lean in to America's enemies. He's not going to back away. And that includes the hard left Marxist movement, as well as the Islamic movement. And he does not seem to be willing to back down, which is what we've needed. And so, yes, they are very aggressively pursuing their objectives, both of them. But I think we're seeing also, you know, I had a colleague of mine who used to be very, very senior in the FBI. He's retired for a number of years now. And he just kind of said, you know, sometimes when you get a leader like this, when he officially takes the reins of power, things happen inside the system that you can't necessarily plan for. In other words, just him stepping into power and people knowing the kind of leader that he is will cause many of those antagonists to either leave the government or just stop what they're doing. Because they realize that they're in the crosshairs.
Right.
So you got a lot of these things going on. There's so much going on right now, and you're right. There are physical threats to him, but there's also the reality of when you step in, not only him, but his cabinet that is comprised of some pretty bold leaders, that a lot of this is going to be rolled over.
Well, John, you know, most Americans, because they've been busy trying to survive, you know, for the last decade, it has been tough on them. They've not kept up with what's going on. Suddenly, they got their heads out of the sand and said, look, I think, you know, if we're going to get this country back on track, maybe I should vote. That was a good start. But I've been saying, look, this is just the beginning. If we're going to get this country back on track, all hands on deck are required. If you think not, look at what happened this past weekend with all these marches, as you say. There is this counter-opposing viewpoint that doesn't want America to change. They're happy that America is $20 trillion in debt, that we are a country without borders. People are having their way with us. The Muslim Brotherhood, leftist Marxists that you state, Trevor Loudon, who has done several books on that, has been warning America for, I'd say, over a decade now, it seems. And then, you know, when he's just released a documentary, The Enemies Within, most of America doesn't realize just how clear and present and imminent the danger is.
Yes, you've got, and then using Trevor Loudon's The Enemies Within is a good good starting point. I thought he did a great job with that. You know, it's the reality is there are determined people and determined movements like capital M movements, the hard left Marxists, the Islamic jihadi movement, that are daily fulfilling their strategic goals, and they are not only good with that we're $20 trillion in debt, a decreasing military effectiveness, and all the rest, the civil unrest, the anti-police sentiment, that's all the natural outcome of their efforts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is much more for the average American, the word I would use is this is much more a propaganda war.
Right.
And it is a physical war, but there's the physical aspect to it. These protesters, you need to understand this women's march this weekend. You know, the woman leading it, Linda Mansour, this is, she's tied to Hamas.
Yeah.
This is the Brotherhood. The Hamas is an inherent part of the Muslim Brotherhood. These are movements. When you see protests, like violent protests against Mr. Trump, these are not just random people coming together. We now know that, you know, this is George Soros-funded activity. So you've got hard-left Marxist money, hard-left Marxist participants, jihadis working together at the street level with the hardcore Marxists.
Mm-hmm.
These are not random events. They actually sit down in rooms. They have discussions. How are we going to do this? And then they do it.
Right.
And this is absolutely counter to our law, our legal system, and our way of life. And so this president is committed to deal with this stuff very harshly, and I think he's going to.
And the thing that makes it challenging, you know, relevant to propaganda, is you need a distribution force, and they have an entrenched mainstream media. Out of ignorance, John, or what, are they proponents of this propaganda?
Oh, no, I think the mainstream media has made their colors are very clear. They're hard-left Marxists along with the, you know, in some case you could, if to be correct, Many of them are socialists. It's a little different. Marxist, communist, socialism all have their different twists, but none of them are pro-American patriots. So you've got a very small number, both from the polls of news media of who they were going to vote for, from the internal documents that we have, from the WikiLeaks stuff, that you have all, you know, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, all batting.
Well, John, we got to go to break right now. John Guandolo, more from John right after this.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, say, can you see why the dawn's earlier?
assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first. Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries making our products, stealing our companies, and destroying our jobs.
America, I'll tell you, there are a lot of people and forces against this country that would hope that the banner of hope, our star-spangled banner, would not be waving, that it would be taken down, that what they have to offer is greater than the vision of what Donald Trump had to say. Our conversation with John Guandolo continues. He's a counterterrorism expert. John, I think for the people who... whose light was being turned off, the people that have had their way with this country, that have robbed us of, is what you were talking about off air, reason, thought. They've been able to really, prejudice the mind and perspective of so many of the young people. What Donald Trump had to say was dark for them because, but he turned the light on to America's hope. Once again, so like anything, when you bring the light in and take the light, and you expose it on darkness, it is amazing how many people react, to the darkness. But, for every person that I heard say it was dark, I had so many more saying that they were really encouraged and did not connect at all with the media's assessment that this was a dark inaugural.
Well, and I think you hit the point during the first segment. The media is part of the enemy. They're not just slanted. They are a tool for our enemy, and they need to be treated as that. And I think where you can demonstrate where actually people in the media are aiding and abetting terrorists, they should be charged and locked up. I mean, this is not we're not talking about anything going beyond the constitutional authority of the executive branch. We're talking about the FBI's duty to identify these people as enemies of the state and dealing with it. And I think what you're going to see under this administration is law restored in the land and people who are violating the law charged for violating the law and working against their country, which is called treason, sedition, material support, aiding and abetting. These are all things that normal legal processes would be utilized to identify and charge people. And the media is not exempt from that. And I'm not talking about just regular slanted reporting. I'm talking where we have evidence, and we do, that members of the media are actually covering up and aiding terrorists in this country and people who are working to overthrow our government. That it's outrageous. So I think the thing we were talking about during the break about the reason thought, this is a 50 plus year campaign by the communist movement, by the hard left Marxists, and now being used by the Islamic jihadi movement to get their way, because the destruction of reasoned thought in this country has been so pervasive that Americans are on average dumber than we were 100 years ago.
Yeah, we've really been dumbed down, there's no doubt.
Our colleges, I mean, you've got college kids that can't tell you the importance of July 4th. Mm-hmm. They can't even think about what that date actually represents. Why? Because, well, it's not being taught. Mm-hmm. We used to teach the lives of the founders and the signers of the Declaration was mandatory in elementary school. I mean, the book, The Signers of the Declaration, was read in elementary school and studied. So he had little bios of all the signers, and we knew, you know, names like Richard Henry Lee and other people that most, you know, college PhDs, whatever, don't even know who these people are, because we're so lost in our founding. This is going to take a monumental effort to get us back on track.
Well, as you say, you know, when you look at the man on the street interviews, whether it's Jay Leno or Waters World and that sort of thing, and I think about the parents that have spent, you know, in some cases upwards of $250,000 to send their kids to some of these, you know, Class A colleges and universities, and the kids don't even know anything about their country's history. I mean, how disgusting is that?
Well, first of all, again, what I said in the first segment, I'll repeat and kind of foot stomp. This is not just, it didn't just happen. We didn't just get here. This is the intentional outcome of a decades-long hostile effort by communist, Marxist, socialists and jihadi elements to drive this nation away from its roots, its founding. The communists knew that if they could destroy the American family, then they could really bring down this nation. So it was KGB-funded operations, hard left Marxists that went after, that supported the homosexual movement. That went after the pro-abortion movement, that went after feminist rights. I mean, look at these, the march this weekend. This wasn't about women. This wasn't about women equality. This wasn't about women coming together unified. I mean, they told women that were pro-life, you're not welcome. This wasn't about celebrating life and celebrating family. These movements have been about destroying the family, because the KGB and the hard left Marxists knew that was a great way to destroy America. And so these were intentional efforts at the local school board level, programs that have been funded. This is not separate and apart from the work understanding the threat my organization does with the jihadi movement. These things are married together. And right now at the ground level, we're seeing Hamas and other groups, Muslim Brotherhood groups, working together with hard left Marxists, Black Lives Matter and others. And it's, they're working hand in hand. And I think that that's, if your listeners grasp anything, it's that these things that have happened in the last 4 or 5 decades in this country did not just, it's not just, well, why, where did all this political correctness come from? This was, these are intentional campaigns that were meant to have an outcome, and they actually worked, because we were sitting on our hands not paying attention. Now we're paying attention. Now you have a president who wants to destroy those 5 decades of work by our enemies. And that's right. What he's rolling up his sleeves and getting ready to do.
Exactly. And John, I'm praying that our audience is hearing this and that the word is spreading on this, because this is so critical. You know, when I mentioned in the first segment that the danger is clear and present, it is housed within the confines of our U.S. government in the legislative branch. Some would argue that certainly its influence was well entrenched in the executive branch up until recently. But thank God there's a new sheriff in town. But meanwhile, I mean, you've got people well entrenched, as you say, within our government. I think Trevor Loudon, again, quoting him, cites some 80, 90 people who put their hand on the Bible and pledging allegiance to support and defend our Constitution. But I think their fingers are crossed behind their back.
Well, and you've got so you've got people in the government that serve in official capacities that are not abiding by their oath, and they need to be held to account.
Yeah.
And there are legal mechanisms to do that. The other thing is, Mr. Trump went to his inaugural prayer service on Saturday, and who was there? None other than Imam Mohammed Majid, the former president of the Islamic Society of North America, current executive director of the Adams Center, a Muslim Brotherhood center in Virginia.
Yeah. Well, John, we're all out of time. I'm sorry. We look forward to having you back. John Guandolo on Bill Martinez Live.
Want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, host,
support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
And whether a child is born in the urban sprawl of Detroit or the windswept plains of Nebraska, they look up at the same night sky, they fill their heart with the same dreams, and they are infused with the breath of life by the same almighty creator. So to all Americans in every city near and far, small and large, from mountain to mountain, from ocean to ocean, hear these words. You will never be ignored again. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. And your courage and goodness and love will forever guide us along the way. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America. God bless America.
We're back with the America 27 minutes before the top of the hour. Of course, the words of Donald Trump, the propagandist said that was a dark message. I'm not sure I got the darkness in that. Bridget Johnson is with us right now, Washington editor for PJ Media and a fellow in terrorism at the Chaim Soloman Center. Bridget, always good to have you with us. How are you doing? Happy New Year. We haven't had a chance to talk since last year.
Happy New Year to you, too. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. So did you hear darkness in that speech?
Yeah, the carnage part.
Yes.
American carnage there.
Yeah. Yeah, the stuff that's been dragging us back, the stuff that has gotten us off track, that has caused us to lose sight of the principles of our founding fathers. I guess that's the darkness, huh?
Well, he did try to stoke a certain amount of fear, and it was like a campaign speech. You know, I was actually expecting the band to strike up, you know, "You Can't Always Get What You Want" by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, that was done earlier. Yeah, I hear
it. It was definitely, you know, throwing red meat in that area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like a campaign stump. So I mean, I got what people were talking about. So.
Right. Well, you write in your article over the weekend, you know, the marchers responded with saying, you know, look at the president doesn't is not representing America. And they wanted to make sure their voices and their positions were heard. You know, we just had John Guandolo, a terrorism expert, on with us, citing, you know, the makeup, the composition of these people, the leaders of this march. And, you know, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to dismember the final bastions of our constitutional republic? Or is there... You know, is there really room for conversation and dialogue with this counter-opposing view?
I think that there is. I mean, I was out there. It was huge. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to, in a lot of these cases, and I'm thinking to even, like, you know, rallies that happen after police shootings, you know, and you know, for different causes, where you have, you know, leaders who are, you know, functionally pulling together, you know, all the logistics of marches, you know, putting speaker rosters together and stuff like that. And sometimes they tend to diverge quite greatly from people who just decide to show up, people who are feeling frustrated and kind of want an outlet, you know, and because the signs that were at that march were so diverse as far as, you know, different issues and causes that people were showing up for. I think one of the big mistakes, though, that the organizers of this march made was you had a feminist pro-life group that was on the list of supporters.
Mm.
And then when there was a story that was run about that group, the organizers pulled them out of it. Now, you had a couple of people who got up and spoke during the march who said that, you know, if people want to be united on, you know, the big issues when they start coming up, then it can't be so divided along the lines of different issues. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for a lot of those organizers right now, they're letting those divisions maintain and fester.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to... I think that, you know, I think that there was a big difference between, you know, Madonna getting up and speaking.
Yeah, right.
And Van Jones getting up and saying, you know, we have to be, you know, better liberals who actually, you know, live up to principles and not, you know, go out and say things, you know, worse than Trump says.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people, you know, along the lines of, you know, David Axelrod type people who want who recognize that if there are things that come up, such as, you know, constitutional questions, you know, where, you know, left and right need to unite, that you can't, you know, have these, you know, divisions that would, you know, decide to cast people out of that group.
Well, speaking of Madonna, you know, what I don't understand is she's very dangerous. I mean, you talk about, you know, somebody who's dark. And what is she trying to do here? You know, the things that she's purporting and just throwing out there, like, I don't know. I mean, you know, I hear her talk and it's just, I think, wow, you know, why are they letting her have the microphone?
No, it's not a good idea to let her have the microphone. I mean, if you want to compare it to, you know, things that were happening during campaign season, you can compare it to people saying that Obama and Hillary should be executed for treason and things like that.
Those things should all be put away. I think also when you have you know, people being, you know, going through the confirmation process, and there's a suggestion of racism thrown in the middle of the conversation. I mean, why would you do that but to invalidate your voice? I want to invalidate these people. I want to put them on notice. I mean, that is not what the First Amendment is all about. But if we don't have any kind of, sense of civility
and, you know, kind of boundaries here, and we just allow, you know, people to continue on with the same measure as it has been. I mean, look how well it's worked for us here. I mean, we're still trying to decide, you know, trying to get on the other side of racism, and I think most of America is beyond that, except for an industry that has, you know, continued to thrive off of this racial divide that we have in this country.
Well, I put the Richard Spencer folks in that their own industry.
Yeah, right. No.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and there's no question. I mean, this is when you have freedom of the press, and you know, you have a First Amendment right. You've got all this stuff that can come into play, and especially in this information age that we have today, Bridget, where you know anybody with a computer, a microphone, anything. I mean, they can go out and talk to the country and talk around the world. They have a voice and a platform, and depending on how much attention they create. You know, they can, you know, they can say some things, and responsibility is not necessarily the order of the day as much as attention is.
Yeah, and you know, going back to Van Jones' speech for a minute, because it, mm-hmm. it kind of stuck out at the rally as one of the very different ones. You know, he said that, you know, things are just off to a bad footing when people take all of the Trump voters and brand them as, you know, dumb rednecks, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, people need to start from a level of respect if they're going to get to that point of dialogue and, you know, being able to stand up for what they believe. So, so, you know, so some other speakers at the march too, you know, like for example, I think that, you have the mothers of the movement who are the mothers of the, you know, some of the young black men who have been shot, you know, these are, you know, classy women. They're a far cry from, you know, Black Panthers, for example, you know, when it comes to spreading a message, when it comes to engaging people in dialogue. So I think that, you know, that's a good example of, you know, where, you know, who can actually be, you know, the best representatives of their movement and right. who can actually, you know, come to the other side and have a conversation about these things.
Well, Bridget, I would agree that those voices need to be heard, and we got to be careful not to, as they say, throw the baby out with the bathwater, and this has been the problem. You know, when Donald Trump talks about the forgotten men and women around this country, we need to hear their voices, and they need to be validated, and we need to be careful not to get into this situation where we're invalidating people. I think that's been the problem we've had in this country. Bridget Johnson on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Bridget.
Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime, die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there, but we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Born in the USA. I was born in the USA.
The Bible tells us how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. We must speak our minds openly, debate our disagreements honestly, but always pursue solidarity. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
Bill Martinez, live.
Well, it's a grand vision and one that many Americans can get behind. But like any vision, you've got to stay focused on it and hold the people that you have elected into office accountable to that end. If, in fact, it's going to be an American first type of policy and direction and mission that we're on. Ladies and gentlemen, the job is not over. It is only just beginning. And we need to do everything on our part to get this country back on track. That's why I say it's not about an R thing or a D thing. It's about the United States of America. Welcome back. 13 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dan Caldwell, a Marine Corps veteran, currently serves as the policy director for Concerned Vets for America. Served in Operation Dan served in Operation Iraqi Freedom with the 1st Marine Division. He also worked for 2 years as a congressional caseworker handling constituents' issues with the VA. Dan, good to have you back with us. Semper Fi, my brother. How are you?
Thanks for having me on, Bill. It's always an honor to be on the show.
Well, whenever I hear about the 1st Marine Division, you know, I was stationed at Camp Pendleton. I was part of the base operation, and the 1st Marine Division was based out of Camp Pendleton. So 1st Marine Division, very near and dear to this former Marine's heart, let me tell you.
Well, it's great to hear. It's still a great unit, and I don't know if a lot of your listeners know this, but almost the entire command echelon of the 1st Marine Division from the invasion of Iraq in 2003 is now in the administration. You have General Mattis, who's the division commander, General Kelly, running Department of Homeland Security, who is the deputy division commander, and then you have General Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who's commander of the 5th Marine Regiment, which is one of the subordinate units of the 1st Marine Division. So a very storied division that now has some of its key, you know, past leaders in the highest levels of government.
Well, I know a lot of people are excited about it, as they should be, because there is not only a different sheriff, but a different psychology that is now has now arrived in the Beltway, and we look for things to be more definitive and on all levels that has to do with the military. Dan, as we note here, the Department of the Veterans Affairs, the VA, has been failing veterans for far too long, as you say. Many veterans face inconsistent quality of care, wait times, and backlogs are still too high, and the VA has continued to obfuscate and fail to disclose information that should be readily available to the public. Sadly, conditions did not improve under Secretary Bob McDonald. After all the light that was put on the VA, you know, there are obviously some systemic problems with the VA, but the president says, look, he's going to make this a priority within the first 100 days, and you have cited, you along with the CVA, have cited, the Concerned Veterans for America have cited the 2017 VA reform priority. So it's in essence the CVA's manifesto here, right?
Yeah, it's our reform priorities for this year, what both Congress and the White House should act on. And I just say that these are many things that the president-elect talked about, or excuse me, now the president, talked on the about on the campaign trail, and I think it lines up with what the president wants to do and what members of Congress want to do. So since we don't have President Obama in there anymore, we don't think there's an excuse not to act on this agenda.
Mm. Well, right off the bat, you're calling for accountability. What a novel concept, you know, throughout the D.C. Beltway, was that there would be accountability, right?
It's a having lived here now for a few years, both in the Marine Corps and now, in my job as Concerned Veterans for America, there accountability is a term that is not well accepted here within the Beltway, and it is something that is sadly lacking in our executive and legislative branch. So it's something that needs to be instilled at the VA, because when there's no accountability, when you screw up, there's no incentive to do the right thing. And that's why one of the reasons why you're having continued problems within the VA.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've had situations where people have screwed up and they get rewarded. So how does that, I mean, we're incentivizing all the wrong behavior. And this is part of the hope here, Dan, and I know that you're holding to the same thing, is that we have a real CEO in the Oval Office for the first time in the modern era, maybe the first time ever in the history of our nation, where you have a true chief executive officer that is no nonsense, that is used to running a business where there is, accountability is not just a word. It is, it's melded into the psychology, into the very culture of that operation. That's the way he's run his businesses, because you can't afford to do it any other way. But yet, within our government, somehow accountability is just something they talk about, but it's nothing they do.
I mean that's absolutely correct. The outgoing VA Secretary, Secretary McDonald, liked to talk a lot about accountability, but then he'd oppose bills in Congress that would instill more accountability within the VA. We're a little more hopeful that his successor, Dr. Shulkin, even though Dr. Shulkin worked for Secretary McDonald in the Obama administration, considering the fact that he is coming into an administration that articulated very clearly that this is a priority, that he will support measures that will make it easier to instill more accountability across the VA. Mm-hmm. But you've seen kind of this double talk the last, 4 or 5 years from the outgoing administration and some of the old VA leadership, they supported more accountability, but when there were bills put in front of them to instill more accountability, they opposed them.
Exactly. Well, it's kind of hard, because you need somebody who can break the mold when you've got, as you say, throughout the Beltway, a culture of escaping accountability, and they've been able to maneuver around it all these years. Who's going to be the first one to accept accountability? I think in the Oval Office, you have somebody who's pretty well no nonsense. He operates that way, and so it's going to be it's going to be shocking to some of these people. because this is counterintuitive to the psychology and the culture of the Beltway. Now, I know some people are hearing this and they're saying, well, Bill, you're making some broad brush statements here. But if you look at the fruit of what these different agencies have demonstrated to us, whether it's the VA, the IRS, you know, let's just go on down the line here. There seems to be a consistent, you know, a consistent account of non-accountability.
Yeah, it is across the whole federal government, and that's why you had Newt Gingrich, who's advising the president, say that this needs to start at the VA, but it should extend across the whole federal government.
Without a doubt. Well, Dan, besides that, you're also looking at empowering vets, and we've been saying this for a long time here. You've got to give vets a choice over where and when to see their doctor. If there are places that cannot handle them and respond to them appropriately, our vets deserve a more immediate response than what has been the order of the day.
It basically, we think that considering some of the changes that are going to occur in the veteran population over the next 15 years is that with a smaller veteran population, it's more dispersed across the country, and with the VA still failing to deliver timely care to our veterans, we need to empower veterans to use their VA benefits to access care in the private sector if they so choose. Mm-hmm. So with a smaller veteran population, a smaller patient footprint, the current VA's infrastructure is in effect obsolete. So you're going to have to move to a smaller model, more dispersed clinics, fewer larger hospitals. And with that, you're going to need veterans are going to naturally need more options for health care. So if they're in an isolated area, if they're far away from a major VA medical facility, they're going to have the ability, if they want, to access health care in the private sector with their VA benefits, as opposed to driving 4 or 5, sometimes 6 hours to a VA medical center. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the biggest reasons why we support increased choice, and it just makes sense. If you choose to serve your country, you should be able to choose your doctor.
Exactly. Yeah, why not? The third thing, and I like the way you've done this, and this you know, this vision for 2017, is that you've concentrated in three major areas here. I'm a firm believer in the old Pareto principle that 20% will give you 80% of the yield, and I would say if we got these three into play here, there'd be a huge difference in the way the VA would operate. And the third one being ensure better data collection and increase transparency at the VA.
Yes, that is something a lot of people don't know, is that the VA actually doesn't have a lot of data or doesn't share it with even Congress on how much certain services cost and how efficient they really are. And that we think is an important step for VA reform. You know, if TRICARE, which is the military health care system for retirees and military families, has to report more data than the VA, then there's something wrong there.
Exactly.
So, you know, we think that's something that's absolutely a must, and the fact they don't do it already is pretty ridiculous.
Well, Dan, keep up the great work. Tell everybody there at the CVA, thank you so much. And we're with you on this battle. Dan Caldwell, Marine Corps vet, and currently serves as the Policy Director for Concerned Veterans for America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.